All right, so it is 7:03. We'll call this meeting to order. This is a committee of the whole meeting for the Decennial Committees on Local Governmental Efficiency Act. Should we do a roll call just of the people here? All right, Aiden.
Here.
Stephanie.
Here.
John is here. And the fourth one actually on this.
It's me.
Oh, it's Carolyn.
Here.
And then maybe mention the other folks. We also have Trustee Linda Smith and Trustee Joseph Olson and Trustee Peggy Daney. And no other guests. Let's do the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Is there any town hall?
Nope.
No town hall. All right. So for our agenda, going to talk about a summary of the previous meetings and talk about our final meeting tonight. First off is the approval of the November 13th, 2023 Committee of the Whole Decennial Committees on Local Governmental Efficiency Act minutes. Have we all had a chance to review those minutes? Very good. I believe I need a motion.
I'll move to approve those minutes.
And I'll happily take that. Can Trustee Olson make the motion?
Yeah.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Trustee DeSmit. Roll call or all of them?
Just everybody can say aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Very good.
Okay, so at the, if you don't mind if I take over.
I do
okay.
not.
At the November 11th meeting, we reviewed the first section of the final draft report. And in my director's report that I sent out, it's the second half. So I thought we could go through that tonight. Basically, it was a continuation of the reviews of laws and policies, procedures, training materials, and other documents. And I went through and made comments and statements, and we are in compliance with all of the the second half of the list. So if there's no questions on that, I do want to let you know that we did add two partnerships or intergovernmental agreements. We do have the Illinois Library Presents, which is the speakers program with all of the libraries through reaching across Illinois libraries. And then we do have an Illinet/OCLC group services agreement. So I did list those. So we are compliant in all of the list from the policies and bylaws. Does anyone have anything to add to those or any comments? The next question was, what have we done well? And I met with the managers one-on-one, and we kind of talked about some of the highlights because we feel that we're doing a lot of things really, really well. Is there anything that you would like to add or anything that you don't agree with what we have done well?
I think it's a good list.
Thank you. I did put in under what efficiencies did we identify with, what are our next steps? And when I was reviewing other libraries' reports, I was not surprised to find that this is very common with other libraries as well. We need to do a better job of marketing the wide variety of services the library provides to our district residents. And we recognize that out of our 36,034 residents, we only have 11,414 have current library cards. But that is really... it's unfortunate, yes, but it's not uncommon with other libraries. So I think we're all struggling with that. The next part was, what are our committee's recommendations? So we really want to look at the book bike or a homebound van or something to get out into the community at the baseball events, at, you know, the different things that are going around. create strategies to raise the number of registered cardholders and awareness of the library in the community. Talk to, and I know I've brought this up before, but talk to the village and the school districts and the park district to see if we could somehow come and form agreements so that we could reduce our costs for utilities. So if, you know, if we're all paying for snowplow, maybe we could make a deal with the park district. But I reached out to them last time, I think Rita said, because they have their own kind of public works guys, that it may not be feasible, but you can always have that conversation again. Maybe explore group purchasing options for liability insurance, consider alternative energy, and then review employee benefits and how to make them better to attract and maintain staff. The one other section that I did not review is, I'm sorry?
I think we had one. Okay. Did you have a question, Trustee Olson?
Not in this section. I would like to go back to what have we done well when we're finished with this section.
Okay. The only other thing that I have is that I sent out the article about the local government efficiency, and then I basically just did a summarization related to DuPage County. So basically, I think what all of this comes down to is that they're concerned about the number of governmental units that we have in Illinois, and they're looking for ways to reduce cost. So I personally feel that the libraries are not really the areas that need to be targeted, but we did due diligence and went through the report, and I think that we're in good standing.
Thank you. I think Trustee Olson had a question first, then we'll come back, okay? Did you have a comment or a question?
I have a question. The first item here says that we routinely listen and respond to the needs of the community through surveys and other methods. Could you be more specific? Because, quite frankly, every time I ask about surveys and rebuff, the last survey that I know of that was taken was during the strategic plan.
That's what I was referring to, because we do it with the strategic plan.
I think to say routinely is...
Would you prefer periodically?
Or how about recently, and then for the strategic plan, with some kind of a month and year, like annually or biannually?
It would be like every 3 years.
Whatever word that is for yeah. Every 3 years.
I think that word is routinely.
No, because it can be taken as... Who knows what the routine is?
How about I take out routinely and I put in conjunction with the strategic planning process?
I think that covers that very well.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Excellent.
And Stephanie, did you have a question or comment?
So on what we do well, I just wanted to give the shout out that the librarians being responsive to requests has been amazing. I've worked with Phyllis multiple times on getting new materials, like decodable resources for kids with dyslexia. And she's super awesome about that. I use Hoopla and Libby all the time. So, I mean, I really appreciate all those. And thinking of next steps, I was wondering if there was an opportunity to also add something about the children's area in terms of changes that could make it more of a third space. So, you know, we've got great programming, great book selections, but if you visit other libraries in the area, as families, a lot of them are a place to go to kind of be let's go to the X library and hang out for the day, whether it's toddlers, it's a rainy day, mm-hmm. and our library has a lot of awesome things, but the play area is not really a place to hang out for much more than a short time, or maybe entertain kids while you're picking out books. So I don't know, we're living in space. It's not like we can put in a giant climbing treehouse or whatever some libraries have.
We want one of those light bright walls.
Well, yeah. So then I was. I wrote that in my notes.
And we're going to be doing a space needs assessment, and I know that'll definitely be brought up. So I'll put down here re-examine the children's play area.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just think, and that can tie into the library card holders. I've heard a lot of families in the area say, like, I don't really go because it's not, there's not much to do with the kids, and they just feel like it's stressful. Then if you've got a lot of young kids, and you're like, don't, you know, keep them entertained, don't mess with the books, and. You know,
have you been up there since our art room was installed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the art room, like, is a big hit.
Yeah, my like daughter loves that, but it's, you know, a lot of the libraries and stuff that's really engaging are like building materials, those light brights, dramatic play. Like, I'd love to see dramatic play like switch out thematic. You know, like, it's a garden in May, and there's like, you know, the little garden toys, and, you know, maybe it's a vet clinic in June, and, you know, it's got stuffed animals and vet pieces. So kind of bringing people back, that it's not, you know, kind of the same old stuff, but you're encouraged to come back next month. It, you know, might be different. And
I like that.
Change it a little, instead of re-examine the children's, maybe make it a little bit more toned as far as, like you're saying, family orientated or exploration or something other than just re-examine. Because it's not really telling anybody what the recommendation is. We're re-examining it for what? Changing the color on the walls.
I put tables and re-examine chairs. Children's area to improve family family play space.
And something like, you know, engaging,
incorporating,
like engaging rich play experiences, or, you know, something that it really is bringing people there. I don't know in the library world if there's like terms for that, spaces in libraries that like, let's go to the Bartlett Library to hang out, and like, we don't have that. And again, I know we're limited by space, but I still think there's a lot of opportunities, even like the outward facing shelves, that's so engaging for young kids versus the standard shelves. Mm-hmm. I know those also are money and space.
Okay. Thank you. I do appreciate that. Phyllis and I are constantly talking about how to improve that area. So,
well, I have ideas. So.
That's great.
That committee. And then also, possibly under recommendations, is, you know, they're continuing to explore options for accessibility. So like I said, I worked with Phyllis on, like, what are some other things like we can do to be accessible for kids with dyslexia? And she's been super responsive, but I think that's probably something as a library we can really consider.
Like, so it was
all the time.
Continue to explore possibilities for
accessibility.
Okay.
So it's a strength, but it can be enhanced.
And I think because, you know, I had brought up to her decodable text. It's kind of a newer thing in education. So she was totally open to like looking at options. But, you know, what are some of those things that we can be ahead of the curve? There's those like Vox books, but it's like really old technology now. So what can we do? Are there options that are more, you know, more current technology, like audiobooks that are paired with digital, like ebooks that you can listen and read at the same time, but not like, like the Vox books were really cool at a time, but, you know, technology moves so fast.
Great. Trustee Olson.
I'd like to add to the recommendations exploring with school district U46 and other libraries within U46 district, the possibility of including a question on their incoming student registration and annual registration about, do you have a library card? If not, are you interested in getting one? And then asking the district to provide yes answers with the appropriate data so that we could contact those parties. I know that's done and has been done for a number of years by the Fox Valley Library.
It's a great idea.
East Dundee, and in conjunction with, I think it's District 200. And I think it's been fairly successful there. But I think that's something that we need to probably approach as a group, the libraries that fall within U46, asking U46 if that's a possibility, because there are three school districts. I'm sorry, three library districts, maybe four within the boundaries of Route 46.
I think that's a great idea.
I don't know if this crosses over, but I remember elaborating in the past about having something at time of the registration. When the kids, they get packets, or do they still get packets and information? Different school levels are different. And then having something in there for the library card. Of course, the parent has to sign for the chat part.
It's all online.
You just like go to the website.
So there's nothing that they get informational unless they're entering kindergarten, probably.
Yeah, it's all online.
Not even, even that? Wow.
That's why the question, that's why the question would be good on the registration.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, I can't speak for them, but like that would fit in with kind of how that process works.
So years ago, I think when I mentioned it, they were still getting them back in.
Wow. There are kindergarten preview nights are actually happening all this week, so probably be too late, but for like next year, that there's opportunity possibly to like go to schools. Like there are, you know, every school has like a different hour this week for the incoming kindergarten.
So when they register, have somebody from the library, so to say, there to sign up Bartlett Public Library, you know.
Actually, maybe not in the park, but made me think of another idea of, you know, I know librarians go to like the preschools in the area that I think is typically just tied to like a reading activity. Like, is there a way to, you know, like marry that with signing up for library cards? Like, we're there to read to the kids. Like, hey, the parents come 30 minutes early on that day, like, connect with the librarian, sign up for your library card. Or, they're already out there connecting with the community or the U46. Community liaison that works with the librarian upstairs, libraries upstairs, also could be like a connection to that.
Yeah. So push card registrations through the...
Like when they go to like the community-based preschools, like the, you know, church preschool, and, you know, like one of the children's librarians like reads to the kids at, you know, the St. Peter Damian preschool. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe there's a way to pair that with, like, parents signing up for library cards.
But usually the parents are at work, right?
Well, it depends. Like, yeah. I mean,
sometimes. Are, yeah. Okay.
There could be something sent home, a half sheet flyer or that, for them to...
I mean, the parents drop off and pick up. Okay. So, you know, if they pick up normally at 12, like, are they coming at 11:30 that day if you're interested in going to the library and signing up?
These are all great ideas. But I don't know if I want to put them down there specifically.
And that's what, yeah, I think this was more just like punting off of another idea. But
so I think that it would kind of all fall under create strategies to raise the number of registered cardholders and awareness of the library in the community. And so these, I could maybe put a subset. These are some ideas on how to do that. Yeah. Okay.
This entity exists. This particular committee exists to respond to a new law that was put into effect a couple, 3 years ago. And every idea has various levels of merit to it. Some of those, I think, feel more like a general library meeting, perhaps, than the response to this specific committee. I don't know if that's accurate or not. That's my takeaway. It doesn't change the merit of the ideas, yeah. I think, largely being quite good. I'm not sure if it's targeted specifically for what this specific thing is supposed to do.
I think it's more of a broader sense.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like connecting with community resources, you okay. know, and then
no, that's
like,
good.
We know that some of those ideas might be the other thing okay. we discussed here.
Yeah.
I just want to share something. I don't know how to, which category you want to put on their recommendations or next step, but I still feel there's a lot of public community members in this Bartlett that are not aware of everything the library does. So I talk to people regularly. They don't know that. They can go to online through Freegal. They can go to Hoopla. I mean, what is this? They're not connecting that they can get these materials.
So that would fall under, we recognize that we need to do a better job of marketing the wide variety of services the library provides to our residents. So,
okay, yeah. So nothing to add on that one. We're good. Okay.
Okay, so if there's no more comments, if we go to the actual draft final report, there were some highlighted yellow areas. I highlighted Lynn's name because at the time we created this, initially started this, it was Heidi Hopkins, and so she's no longer with us, so I updated that. I highlighted the new intergovernmental agreements that I added on to it. And then I wanted to swing back to the designation of the OMA officer. So I reached out to Roger again because I was trying to figure out how to fill this out if I could check it. And he said, Roger's our library attorney, just so you know. He said, we are not required to designate an OMA officer. The decennial committee, however, should designate at least one member of the committee to receive OMA training. And I believe Aiden did that.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah. So Roger says he thinks we have a semantics issue. A person who takes OMA training as a designee of the public body does not have an official title as OMA officer. A committee could decide to call on an OMA training designee, Open Meetings Act officer. So I think we had it covered. We're in compliance, but I just wanted to let you know that's why I did mark it as X.
So is there an age? Is there an age for to be an OMA officer? Do you have to be a certain age or older?
We're not designating it.
We're not designating it at all.
Okay. No. Because we had him do the training. I think I sent out the email. I don't know if you did it or not, Stephanie.
I was having issues with the technology.
It was hard to get into, yeah.
Join the club.
So as long as we have one person that did the OMA training on the committee, we're covered. So at this time, I think we would just need to approve the final report as a committee, and then it would be taken to the board meeting on the 19th for approval from the board.
When is reasonable. This due, actually? This, is it November?
It is due, final? I believe, either 80 or 180 days after our last meeting.
I think it was 18 months after the first
meeting.
It's when we had to have this meeting, which we are having.
So I don't really think that this report is to talk about like different ways to program. I think it's really more like how are we spending our money and are we spending it correctly? I think really, and then just to highlight the things that we're doing well and things that we can improve on, you know. But I think we're doing very well fiscally.
I hope or assume it goes into some big database that somebody says, oh, Bartlett's doing this, so is Carroll Stream, so is Palatine, why isn't Hoffman Estates? And maybe we'll get some feedback about something that every other library district's doing that we're not. Hey, there's an idea. Maybe that will come back to us.
Is that how government usually works?
I am trying to put a happy face on this now.
I still like the idea of getting out in the public with some type of a vehicle. And I know I did talk with the mayor about a year ago, saying it'd be nice if we had a kind of like a commune van that we could use, and maybe the shelves could come up when the library needs it. They could come down if you need it for something, but it just doesn't work that way.
And no, I drove a book van for years, and we had a whole systematic approach where we wheeled the carts onto the book van. Bookmobiles are very, very expensive.
Do they ever have grants or anything for these things?
Yeah, but the problem is we have so much. The grants are usually geared towards lower income libraries.
Oh, okay.
But we have a healthy budget. But I want to start out with a book bike.
Very good.
So,
with that, if I could have a motion for approval of the final report, I'd be receptive to that. Or is that for something different? Are you interested in talking about something different?
I'll make that motion, then I have a question.
Fair, okay. Motion from Trustee Olson for approval of the final report. Do we have a second? I probably can't second it, can I? You can. Sure you can, yeah.
No, technically the rules.
Seconded by Stephanie Hopkins, right? Hopkins, yeah. Very well. Roll call for this one. All right, roll call.
Hold on, I have a question.
Oh, sorry, you're right. Yep, go ahead.
Under intergovernmental agreements, it lists as an intergovernmental agreement reaching across Illinois library system. I don't believe that's a governmental agency, is it?
No, you're correct.
Rails isn't government?
No. It's a non-for-profit, but it's not government. So we could probably take that one off, right?
I think that should be removed.
Okay.
I honestly don't. I mean, it has funding from the state government, but I believe it's not a part of government.
We were just scrapping our brains trying to come up with any other agreement, so I think we added it because we... Okay.
Good catch. All right. With that, we will do a roll call vote. Aiden.
Here. Sorry. Yeah,
that's okay. Yes or no?
Yes.
Stephanie.
Yes. Yeah.
And is it just us that vote or does everybody else vote?
Just us.
All right. I'll vote yes.
Yes. Okay.
Carolyn, yes. Very good. I believe this has been approved. Shall we open it up for another town hall?
None.
Seeing none. I believe with a motion we can adjourn this. Who would like to make a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Trustee Smith, second to Aiden. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes at 7:28.